year. Sorry for the little bit of the lateness, just technical difficulties, it's probably the rain or whatever, but we are here, you guys. This is the Young Money Muggles Roundtable. I'm here with Miss Audrey, all right, you guys, and I am excited. We are here to talk with you guys about real estate today. I know a few of you have been asking questions about real estate, and I know a few of you have been excited about your real estate journey. So I am excited to have Miss Audrey with me. Miss Audrey is a realtor professional. She is a devoted Maryland native. She's from Anne Arundel County, you guys. So she's, you know, right in our vicinity with us. You know, some of us are Cherry Hill, most of us are Anne Arundel County. But we have a native here with us. So I'm excited. All right, her pricing strategy, she's an advisor. She does a lot, you guys. So I'm excited to have her here. Thanks for joining us, Miss Audrey. How you doing?
I'm good. I appreciate you taking the time to reach out and have me on here. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. I'm excited. So tell us a little bit about you. What's your story? Like, you know, where did you come from? Well, you said you're native, but, you know, give us your story.
Yeah, I mean, so I've been in Maryland my whole life. I was born in Montgomery County and then raised in Prince George County until I was 8. And then came to, so I know y'all said Cherry Hill. I lived in Brooklyn for quite some time, right, you know, right there. So, I was in Brooklyn for 16 years. and then, now I live in Hillthorpe. But I do primarily sell houses in, or Arbutus. But now I primarily sell houses in Anne Arundel County. So that's pretty much the story. I got my license at 20 years old. How that happened was I was working a job. So I worked at Bank of America. My background's in retail banking. And then like these people were coming in and depositing these checks. And I was like, okay, so what do y'all do? You know, like, teach me. And it just seemed like the easiest route to get involved was to just kind of get my real estate license because the checks were so large. So prior to that, though, in high school, I used to, I used to be a musician. I'm still a kind of a musician, but I used to perform a lot and do a lot of musical. I was involved in the music industry a bit. And at that time, I was trying to, like, get out of it because I wasn't really too interested in pursuing it further. But my father did tell me that I could, you know, make one hit record and buy an apartment building and, you know, never actually have to work. So I was like, oh, that sounds lovely, but I just don't want to do it for music. So real estate was... is the route that I chose to create the capital to build out that lifestyle. So that's pretty much my story. I'm now 24 and I've been licensed for 4 years. So yeah, that's me.
That's awesome. So sounds like you're a little bit of a creative as well. You're, you know, into music, and that explains a lot, because I saw on your Instagram, not to put you out there or nothing, but you were doing like a photo shoot or something, and I was like, oh, let me find out. You know, that's what really prompted me, because I was like, oh, she's doing more than one thing. You know, she's not just, you know. So that's pretty cool. You know, got ourselves a little creative native from here in Maryland, you guys. This is awesome. This is awesome. So my next question is for you. You said you got into real estate basically because you were working in banking. You saw the checks and you were like, look, we got to get into this, right? So... what was the steps for you? Because, like, I know, like, even for myself, I didn't know that you had to, like, be under someone and things like that. So, like, what are the steps that someone would need to do in order to get, you know, into real estate?
Yeah. So I actually have a video on my YouTube channel that kind of explains the whole, like, step-by-step process on what I did when I was 20 to do it. But first and foremost, you have to find a real estate, school or online class. I have a link on my website or on my link tree where you can go and get 35% off if you actually were interested and go through a place called the CE Shop. But essentially, you do have to take a 60-hour course first and foremost, and that a lot of that stuff is just to get you into the door, because a lot of it you won't use in the actual real estate field and what we're actually doing. But you do have to pass that, and then after you pass the class, you do have to pass the state portion of the exam and also the national portion. So it's one test. But you go do that at through a city, or actually I went in Baltimore to do mine. So once you pass that, you have to affiliate with a brokerage. You cannot be on your own for 3 years. Like I said, I've been licensed for 4, so I am eligible to be on my own, but I'm still under brokerage. That's my brokerage right there. But yeah, you do have to the brokerage, and once you, that's where the fun starts, and you have to figure out how you're going to get clients, figure out how to cater to these clients, and oh, did I break up? Hello, you still there?
You're
did
back.
Y'all hear me?
Yep.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I muted myself. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can hear you guys, though. I'm sorry. I can hear you.
Okay.
You're good. But yeah, okay, cool. That's awesome. So you say you have to be under someone for 3 years. You hear that, you guys? You hear that? We just talked about that, you know. Not going to get into my preacher mode like I always do. But to caveat, you have to be under in order to prosper. All right, you guys, you can't do it by yourself. You can't be out there being a lone wolf. We just had this discussion earlier this week in the group. All right, you guys, you have to be under someone. You don't know everything that you want to know for your next level. And in order to get there, and in order to understand and properly handle the weight and the pressure, you have to get under, you guys, okay? So you need community. You need people. You need people to be around. You need people to push you. You need people who are like you, other real estate agents who are doing it. All right, you guys. And that is what helps. That's what I pulled out of that. And that's, I love that right there, because that's just awesome. You know, people think that they can just go out there. You know, nowadays, this whole boss mentality, which is good, and the whole entrepreneur mentality is good, but people don't understand. Like you said, you have to be associated. You can't always just be on your own yet. All right, that's even in the world of business, you guys. Okay, so we're not even just speaking on, like I said, I ain't trying to be preacher boy. It's the basics of life. Okay. So that's awesome. So I saw in, when we read a little bit of your bio, it talks about how you have your ePro certifications, and that you are a pricing strategy advisor. So that made me want to ask, what are the different avenues in real estate? So, because it seems to be like there's more different things than just being a realtor, you know? So, like, what is it?
That's a good question. So, specifically, well, those are certifications that I got as a realtor, but there are a lot of different ways that you can get into real estate. I mean, there are a lot of, I know, like, several wholesaling, people that teach other people, so wholesaling mentors, and they take mentees under their belt and kind of just show them ropes. So you can do wholesaling. You can get into it as an agent. The easiest way, I feel like, to just get into real estate investing is to buy a house of your own, specifically an apartment building. You can have an apartment building up to four separate apartments where you can buy that with sometimes zero money down. Every once in a while you'll get the seller to help you with closing costs. That hasn't been much of a thing this year, just because of COVID and the fact that a lot of people are not listing their houses for sale. Unfortunately, it's like a bidding war out there right now, to be completely honest. But going forward, with the forbearance ending, and I think there will be a lot of houses available for sale, and I think that is going to be a very strategic avenue for a lot of first-time home buyers to go down and just to kind of get involved in real estate. So yeah, just buy an apartment building, and live in one of the units and have other people pay your mortgage. The other avenue is you can get into, I believe, what's this called? I forgot the name. Don't quote, like, this may not be the right name, but I think it's syndication, where you can invest in someone else's and just kind of have the funds and invest in someone else's project while they do all the work, and then you receive a return on investment. If you have, a good amount of money where you just need to figure out where to put it, that's sometimes a good avenue to go down as well. And I feel like that's all I can think of off the top of my head right now. But I mean, for me, the easiest way was to just take the course and get the real estate license and do that. I tried to do it part time for 2 years and sold a few houses, made a little extra money. But these last 2 years were me doing it full time. So I definitely know people that do it part time and make a ton of money and are very successful. So I mean, any one of those avenues, I feel like, is pretty easy to get into it.
Okay. Alrighty, alrighty. So you're saying you can do it part time, you can be full time, you can get into wholesaling. There's different avenues. How do you feel about tax? How do you feel about tax liens and things of that sort?
So how do I feel about tax liens?
Yeah, like doing the houses, buying the tax liens, and then the deeds, and going through that whole process. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean that's a great avenue. I personally have never done it, but I know that there are a lot of successful investors that go through that route. And I think I was in the process of starting it, but the tax liens only come out, I want to say, once or twice a year. So I don't know too much about it, and I feel like every time I try to jump on it, I miss it. That's an easy, also very easy way to get into it. A lot of people will buy or will pay off the taxes and then have a lien on the house, and once they go to sell it or they try to sell it, you're a lien holder, so you're next in line to take the property, essentially. So that's an easy way. I don't know like a whole lot about it. That's why I'm not going in depth about it.
Understandable. I've heard someone, I think I was watching a YouTube video, and then one of my business partners, he was like, yeah, we should really, get into that. And I'm like, well, let's see first, the whole process. But yeah, I understand that. That's cool. Awesome. Alrighty. So what advice would you give to someone? Because right now, like you said, COVID is making things. Hey, you guys, this is Ken the Don here. I hope you really enjoyed that message just as I have. Listen, if you want to listen to the rest of it, go ahead and join our private Facebook group. Go on to Facebook, look up Young Money Muggles under Facebook groups, and you will see our private page. Go ahead and click to be accepted, and one of my administrators will let you in. I'm excited for you guys. If you want to learn more about real estate and you want to know more on how to conquer the real estate world, go ahead and listen. Go ahead and tune in. We may put this on YouTube. You never know. Subscribe today, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.